Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi there, I'm here today to talk to you guys about how you might be able to tell if you're becoming estranged or are estranged. So stick around, we'll be right back. My name is Don Stott. I am a father who experienced estrangement from one of my adult children firsthand. Welcome to Beyond the Pain, a place where parents of estranged adult children can find peace and healing. In each episode, I hope to share stories that'll help you through some of your darkest hours, to bring this out of the shadows and stop being ashamed, then to build you up and inspire you to love yourselves even more. Hi guys, I'm just here to talk to you today about the signs that you may be becoming estranged from one of your family members, be it your adult child or your parent or whoever. First, I want to look at what the definition that I found for being estranged or for estrangement is. It reads as, from dictionary.com, as the state of being alienated or separated in feeling or affection, a state of hostility or unfriendliness, and then secondary, the state of being separated or removed. Obviously, a lot of us are experiencing those kinds of things. We may be completely estranged, as in no contact, or we may be just estranged, as in they're being very distant. So I wanted to talk to you guys about some of the differences. So how do you know that you're experiencing estrangement? I know when some of us look back and we might be able to see the little things that happened or maybe little nuances that you look back and you say, oh, well, maybe that's when this whole thing started. Many of us, like me, I was completely blindsided when this happened, just because the thing that triggered it was something from years ago that I had no clue about. So it was a little different for me, and I'm sure it is for some of you as well. But that being said, let's get into some of the things. These are by certainly not all of them by any means, but these are just a few things that I've picked out that I've noticed in talking to people and running the Facebook group that and doing some other research as to a few reasons or a few symptoms, I guess you might say, of either your estrangement coming or being estranged. So first one I notice is when someone starts to become very distant. And normally if you're very close with them and then they start pulling away, that could very well be a sign that there's something going on. So if you had kind of a close, I say close-ish relationship, then all of a sudden these things, they become distant and that kind of thing, and that very well could be something to look into. Now, there's no guarantee if you come to them and you say, hey, what's going on, that that they'll say anything. So I would suggest just checking in with them, seeing how they're doing, see if they talk like they normally talk, or if it seems off to you. You may or may not get some answers, but I think that's where I would start. I'm certainly not saying to be pushy and to say, oh my God, you're being such a jerk, what's going on? If you approach it like that, if you're not estranged already, then, you know, that could cause some strain in your relationship. I'm just saying to have a conversation, really. So try to have a conversation. Number two that I noticed is if they become or are becoming increasingly critical out of you, out of nowhere. Again, if they weren't like that before, and then all of a sudden you can't do anything right, then there might be something going on in your relationship. It depends on your dynamic. Maybe you guys do barbs all the time with each other, and that's fine. Maybe you don't. But, you know, depending on that, that could indicate there's some issue that might need to be addressed. Number three.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Three, if they stop returning your phone calls or your text messages or emails or however you normally communicate, if that just stops, then perhaps there's a something to look at. Again, I'm not saying that you, just because they don't call you one day, don't freak out. Might not be a big deal. But just kind of keep an eye on it. Be aware. Look back and see if there's maybe some other hints that maybe you missed. And see where you can go from there. The last one I have, it probably sounds kind of silly, but if they literally tell you they don't want you in their lives or they need to take a break, then obviously there's something going on. That one's pretty clear. Many of us, both parents and I think kids, don't get that option or don't get that clear message. And then with all of these, then what do you do? What can you do? That's really the million-dollar question for everybody, I think. Every situation is different. All your family dynamics are different. Obviously, you have to look at the whole picture. That being said, I think the hardest thing to do and the easiest thing to do all at the same time is give them that space, is to respect their wishes, especially if they told you, hey, I need a break, something's going on, I need to step back for a while. Even if they are just ugly and say some awful things, you kind of need to respect those wishes. You can't force them to have a relationship with you. I mean, you can try, and they may stay around, but it may not turn out the way you're hoping it would. You know, what does that mean for you? So say you go through all that, you give them their space, you do what you need to do. What does that mean for you? I mean, you always have a choice. They may not have given you a choice in the estrangement, but you always have a choice in how you deal with it and how you respond to it. You should still have a life outside of your child or your parents or whoever this other family member might be. And if you don't feel like you have a choice, then maybe that's part of the issue. You should have a life of your own. The kids are adults. We need to allow them to be adults. The parents are people. We've made mistakes. We've hopefully learn from some of those. But we're people too, so I just say that you need to have your own self-identity aside from whoever it is that you're being estranged from. So, and I'm not just saying, hey, go get a hobby. I'm not just saying, get over it. Me and my wife, we lead a rather boring life, which is just fine with us. All of our kids are grown, they're out of the house, and we are pretty happy in the way things go. So we enjoy spending time together. Some of you may not have that other person in your life, and that's okay. Find something you like to do. Something that you like to do before you had kids, or if you're just becoming an adult in the world, if you are one of those kids, then find something constructive. But anything that makes you feel like it, and sometimes you have to, that old saying, you have to fake it till you make it. There are times you just have to put on the happy face and try to muddle through, and you will, or you can. So it's all a choice. So I hope that some of this helps. I appreciate you guys following me on YouTube. Just please remember to click the like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and to if you're listening on the podcast and you're not sure where else you can find it, I'm on most of the major podcasting sites, so feel free to look me up there. Again, any feedback I appreciate. If you guys want to be on the show, if you just want to send me an email, feel free to do that. My email address is in the link below, but it's also beyondthepainpodcast@gmail.com. And most importantly, please remember to live beyond the pain, and I'll see you next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.